Well, hello, everyone. I want to welcome you to our call number 4 in our Wellness Effect series. This program was designed to help you achieve your wellness goals through education and support so that you can move towards well-being. And these calls are made available to you by your local Juice Plus representative. I couldn't be more pleased to introduce a good friend of mine, but also someone that I think you're going to be very impressed to hear from when you hear what her background is. First of all, Mitra Ray is a mother and a wife. That's her first thing in her bio, which I love because she is a person just like we are. And yet she's a research scientist and a businesswoman, and she has a mission. She wants each and every one of the people that she touches to live the longest, healthiest life possible, enabling them to make positive and lasting differences in their families and communities. Boy, is that a mission. She believes in order to do this that we have to be willing to take full responsibility for our own personal health and begin to apply some easy-to-understand fundamental principles of biochemistry and physiology into our daily lives. And I honestly have never met anyone in 15 years of being in the wellness industry that has the way of taking these complex issues that we deal with and breaking them down in a way that we can understand. So don't let this second part of her bio scare you off, because she will make it easy for us all to understand. She's a biochemist with a PhD in cellular biology from Stanford University, and she's worked in the area of degenerative diseases such as cancer and Alzheimer's. And her research has been funded by the National Institutes of Health, the American Cancer Society, and an Alzheimer's research grant. Yet in 1994, she made an important and personal discovery that changed her life and her work forever. After trying conventional methods of remedying excruciating back spasm, everything from complete rest to pharmaceutical intervention, Dr. Ray sought out how to take control of her own health. She changed her diet, her exercise, and her lifestyle, and her back pain subsided. Preventative concepts in health, such as whole food nutrition, became her direction in research. Today, she shares what she continues to learn about prevention with tens of thousands of people around the world, and has given health seminars to audiences in the United States, Canada, and Europe, and has sold over 1 million copies of her From Here to Longevity audios, DVDs, and books. And by the way, her website is fromheretolongevity.com, fromheretolongevity.com, and we actually have a special for each of you at the end of this call today. Mitra and her husband, Doug Barlow, are proud parents of 2 lovely, healthy girls, Leela and Neera, and they currently reside in London, England, although you will not hear an English accent. Help me welcome Mitra Ray. And Mitra, we're going to get really right to this interview due to time. And again, I'm just so grateful that you took the time out. I know you're on a book tour right now. You've got radio interviews lined up, and I just appreciate you taking the time to do this interview with us today.
Thanks very much. And actually, just I need to update my bio there, just listening to you. We have officially moved back from London, although we still have our house there, but we're now back in the United States. So it's really my pleasure to be here with you today, and I really appreciate what you're doing, Catherine, with this series to educate people.
Well, you know, I really believe in taking a positive, proactive approach to health. You know, we can hear all the statistics on disease and aging, but I believe what we focus on tends to be what grows. And so I want to talk about health, vitality, wellness, well-being, anti-aging, the things that really kind of get us excited and motivate us. I know we're motivated out of pain too, and many of us don't make changes until we have a painful situation in our life. And I mean, your story is an example of that, as is mine. And yet, if we can take people then to have them focus on the positive, as you do every day, in such a powerful yet simplistic way, I'm thrilled to be partnered with you in that endeavor. So let's get to it. I mean, we're talking really a lot of anti-aging here, which of course then affects the disease process, these same principles. But let's just talk really about our aging process. How does skin age?
Well, I like to really approach things now from the top down, looking at the outer layer, the skin. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we look at ourselves in the mirror, there's a lot of information you can actually gather from looking at how good you look or how bad you look about the state of the organs inside. And most people don't think about it that way. And, you know, Catherine, when you read books about aging and skin, which I started to do a little while ago, the prevalent theory that's out there is that the sun is damaging our skin, and this has led us to start using a ton of sunblock, which down, you know, what happens as a result of that is we now have people with vitamin D deficiency, and we have higher rates of skin cancer than ever. So using sunblock to prevent sun damage, to slow down aging, just this, it's just an idea that didn't work out. And the reality is that while the sun does do some damage, the real damage is coming from the inside, because we have the ability to repair whatever damage is happening to our skin. You know, the skin regenerates itself all the time. And what you have to understand about the skin is it's a direct reflection of your nutritional status, as well as your ability to efficiently remove waste from the body. And, you know, if you think about the top layer of the skin, the epidermis, that exfoliates about every month. So you can undo sun damage. You can undo previous damage to your skin. And Catherine, I have to say, I am no angel. I have sinned in the past, and I continue to sin. You know, we all have our weaknesses, but it's a matter of looking at your skin and learning what you can get away with and what you can't in some respects, and how we can undo some of that through diet and what we're putting in and other practices. So
That's terrific, and I love the title of your book, Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? And I know we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. And we're going to also make an offer at the end about your book. But one of the quotes that I put on the promotional materials that went out, you just reiterated it, that you, this is one of your quotes and one of the things that you promote with. It says, beauty is when the cells in your body radiate the message of health to the world. This radiance is universally attractive. You feel good about yourself, and others feel good being around you. Beauty is an inside job. And boy, isn't that the truth, from the inside out. And I loved when you said that it's a direct reflection of our health, our skin, and that it does regenerate. So we have that, you know, you talk about that term sinning, you know, missing the mark. We're not always right on target, but, you know, that same concept of mercy being new every morning, right? We get a chance every day to start over. So body is so forgiving, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And we have to really, you know, take advantage of that.
Yes. Well, I've heard you in the past talk about, you know, chronological age versus cellular age, and being the biochemist that you are, I know you really get that in a big way. Will you explain a little bit more about that?
Yes, you know, you may or may not be excited about your, you know, chronological age, how many years you've been on this planet, but what is exciting to me is that every year you replace, you know, your soft tissue. So other than bones and teeth and even the inside bone marrow, you're replacing all that stuff. You're regenerating all that soft tissue. So what I like to tell people, this is a very important concept, is that on a cellular level, you're no more than a year old, and that's very encouraging.
Wow.
If you think about that. So you're actually very young on a cellular level. Your chronological age almost has very little to do with it.
Wow, that is very encouraging. I'm getting ready to turn 40 in June, and I've actually been welcoming that, because I feel like because of what I've learned in the last 15 years, I'm in better shape to be the best that I can be than I was in my 20s because of the education and tools I have to implement.
I am stronger and healthier than I was in my 20s, for sure.
Wow, so powerful. So how does our immune system affect aging? Because obviously our skin is one system, then we have those internal systems like our immune system. How does that affect aging?
Well, you know, when we talk about the immune system, most people are thinking about catching colds or the flu or maybe even the body's ability to deal with cancer. But the reality is that most of your immune system is involved with actually dealing with the food that you're eating. There's something called the gut-associated lymphatic tissue, and now we're talking about the guts. And, you know, that's where the title comes from, Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? As you're processing food, the lymphatic tissue, which is the lymph fluid, is sort of the immunity river that flows through your system. So you've got this lymphatic system that is kind of running parallel to your circulatory system throughout the body, moving this lymph fluid and catching debris and viruses and dead cells and all that stuff and removing them out of your body. And around the gut is the gut-associated lymphatic tissue. And that tissue is vigilantly monitoring the 25 tons of food that we consume on average over the course of our lifetime.
Wow.
Yeah, so most people don't think about the immune system being burdened with the food that we're eating. So, you know, there's always viruses around. You know, there's always the opportunity to allow cancer to start growing in our body. But if you eat a bad meal, if you're eating the wrong foods, if you're eating lots of processed foods or foods high in fat and cholesterol, what happens is the immune system is so burdened, that's a good time to catch a cold, you know, because the immune system is just overburdened. It's already normally burdened by 60% of its attention is on the food that you're eating, and most people don't think of the immune system that way. So this is an important concept we talk about in the book.
Yeah, let me ask you a question, Major. I have, you know, 3 children, 16, 14, and 3, well, she's now 4, and I look at, you know, we have said there's a cold going around. You know, we're going to eat even more pure because I know that I've watched over these years that if when an illness is going around or we have a little touch of something, if we double up on our Juice Plus, which is who's sponsoring this call today, or we end, in addition, don't eat the junk. We eat as pure as possible. You know, we don't get as sick. And my kids, you know, being teenagers, I'll watch my son run off with his friends. He'll come home and he'll have something more full-blown than the rest of us. And I'll say, what did you eat? And, you know, I don't have any background or education that proves that, but I've seen it in real life. That then, you know, and he'll say, oh, we ate a bunch of sugar or whatever it is. Is there really an effect that is physically affecting that? It sounds like that's what you're saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying, and it's great that you made that correlation. Even, you know, even my daughter, I've been pounding it into them. My 7-year-old is still, you know, she's very young, but my 9-year-old Leela, she's really, you know, catching on to this, and she'll say, she'll come home, and I'll talk about the green drink in a second, but she'll just say, you know, Mom, I need to take some more Juice Plus. I need a green drink because we had, you know, Valentine's Day at school, and I ate some candy, and I got to do something about that now.
I love it. It's so great. Yeah, we in our house, we talk about build up and tear down. Okay, did you eat some tear down foods? Okay, we need to really pump you up with some, you know, some build up foods because obviously, like you said, it's one of the things I love about you is you have such a pure life and pure things, and yet you're not an extremist. You live like the rest of us in the reality that we all do. So
I'm not that pure, trust me.
I love it. But that's why I love having you. It's why I chose you to do this call, because you're not somebody that's going to go judge somebody because they aren't eating exactly the right, but you're equipping everybody to really fight this fight in simple, profound ways. And speaking of this, let's talk about rejuvenation and purification, because that's something that, you know, we hear those words and they sound exciting, and rejuvenation does, but purification, you know, what does that mean? What am I committing to?
Well, what you have to understand is you have to take advantage of the body's ability to heal. The body's always trying to remove toxins. It's just pre-programmed to do so. And usually what it does is, it's overburdened in today's culture with fast foods and processed foods. Everything comes in a package. You know, there's some kids out there that don't know that what vegetables are. They don't understand what's food if it doesn't come out of some kind of plastic wrapper.
True.
And that's very sad. And what happens is those foods are laden with toxins, and as well as, you know, the amount of animal products we consume today. Animal products are highest in saturated fat and cholesterol, and that fat sequesters all the toxins. It gets super concentrated in that fish or that chicken or that steak or that, you know, shrimp, whatever you're eating. And so what happens is that the body needs to dump all this stuff somewhere, and it doesn't want to dump it in your brain or your vital organs. So where it chooses to dump it is the skin, because it knows that it's going to, you know, it's trying to move it out of the body somehow. So when you're overburdening your body with toxins, your skin will reflect that. But again, a year from now, you can have a whole new you. In fact, even in a month, you can see significant changes if you take on these practices of rejuvenation. And that's what my book is really about. What foods will lower your toxin intake and maximize your nutritional intake? And what foods and other natural hygiene practices will help you remove toxins efficiently from the body. And the number one aspect of the beauty diet is to eat whole food plant-based diet. You know, just the more plants you eat, the healthier you'll be.
Wow, that's terrific. And I want to talk to you about that specific thing about diet in a minute. But we talked, when you and I were pre-interviewing for this, you talked about hydration and dehydration. And I'll never forget a term. I've held on to it. In fact, if you have a glass of water around you, go grab it right now. I usually start these calls by telling everybody if you'll get 8 to 16 ounces of water right now, by the time you're done listening to this, it will be gone. And I've done that since hearing what you had to say about the subject of dehydration. Will you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, and this is really key. You see, if let's say you're about 5% dehydrated, what happens is the body says, look, I can't afford to reduce the circulation to the brain and, you know, the heart, the vital organs, the liver, the kidneys, and all that. So what can I do here? So given a 5% dehydration situation, what it will do is it'll try to maintain vital organs at 100% hydration. And what it will do is say, we'll take the water out of the skin. And so even though your body's only 5% dehydrated, your skin becomes 20, 25% dehydrated. And the first thing that happens when your skin is dehydrated is those wrinkles start to become very visible. So I can tell if yesterday I drank enough water or not by looking in the mirror today, and I can just there's a direct correlation. And if I eat a lot of sugar, if I eat any kind of processed, like white flour, gluten, any kind of foods that are dehydrating to my body, because the body then, you know, when you eat foods that are super concentrated in sugar or highly processed or very dry, what happens is the body then just uses up this water to try to digest that food. So I suggest, you know, that if you, let's say you're, like I'm 120 pounds, I need to drink at least 2 quarts of water. So that looks like almost 2 liters of water for me. If you're between 120 and 180 pounds, you need to drink almost 3 liters of water. And this table is also in my book. If you're over 180 pounds, you're going to drink almost 4 liters of water. And if you're, you know, 250 pounds or above, you're going to drink 5 liters of water. And that in itself will start to really help that process of rejuvenation, because the body then will be able to take these toxins and it'll more easily come out the urine, and the fat cells will let go of the fat cells in their body, really hang on to our toxins. With that water around, it will start to get it out of the system, and that will make just a huge impact on helping your body to rejuvenate.
What I can guarantee you, you would lose some weight. If that's a goal for you, to look younger and to feel lighter, to be more comfortable in your body, if you're carrying around any excess weight, I bet if you're drinking 3 and 4 and 5 liters of water a day and you're trying to get your body healthier and there's some excess fat, I would venture to guess that that's going to make a big difference even in your fat loss.
Oh, yes, absolutely, because then the body hangs on to toxins and puts water or fat around those toxins, you know. And so we have water retention when you're dehydrated, as well as, the fat cells, just you put more fat in the fat cells because there's more toxins to. So what you want to do is imagine this toxin. It can go attack your vital organs. So what the body does is it surrounds it with water or surrounds it with fat, so that it doesn't attack, you know, molecules in your body. And when you start to drink water, you increase the ability to flush all that out. Well, that changes what the body's ability to do. It is so intelligent as to say, okay, now I can afford to let go of some of this fat. I can afford to, you know, not retain water, you know, because I know there's more water coming. So your body adapts to the hydration practices that you take on.
That is just terrific. Well, we're talking a lot about diet in these last couple of things. Let's talk real specifically. You mentioned earlier the foods that bring in toxins, and then there's foods that remove toxins. It sounds a lot like that build-up, tear-down concept.
Yes.
Will you share a little bit about, I know there's so much in your book to get even more, but can you give us a few key things that we can know about diet today that can make a difference?
Well, we want to eat, you know, we want to eat as many organic fruits, organic vegetables, or locally grown, you know. We want to eat organic beans and legumes. We want to eat wild or organic whole grains. We want to eat organic seeds and organic nuts. And the more of these foods that you eat and a wide variety of these foods, you know, I really believe in the term use plants as medicine. And there's a plant out there for every condition, every ailment. And when you, let's take a drug like Dramamine, okay? What happens is that they've taken the active ingredient, which is from ginger, and concentrated it. And so when you take Dramamine for motion sickness or whatever, there can be some serious side effects with that Dramamine. But if you eat the ginger itself, then you're going to get the benefit without the side effects. So nature has put over 195,000 species of flowering plants with edible parts on this planet for us. And historically, and even nomadic tribes of today, we ate 200 to 400 different kinds of plants in our diet. Today, how many of us are even heeding the government's advice to eat 9 to 13 servings of, you know, fruits and vegetables a day?
Yeah.
So, you know, so there's this huge gap, which is why I like Juice Plus. It just immediately, you know, whether you're eating 5 servings a day or 20 servings a day, I counted one day that I eat over 50 different plants a day, okay? But immediately, as soon as I take those Juice Plus capsules, I'm adding another 25. And there's nothing you can do that affects your health more than adding a variety of plants to your diet. And the more plants you eat, if you make that a priority, then the less room you have or time you have to eat all the other junk, you know. So
yeah,
I've trained my kids, look, you have to eat that bowl of salad first, or you have to have your green drink in the morning first. You know, before you eat, you know, if you want like a bagel or, you know, I usually don't do bagels, but sometimes I give them, you know, a whole wheat piece of toast or something. But they can't have it until they've had their, you know, unadulterated plants, if you will, in the meal. And so I believe in eating lots of vegetables. You can eat them raw. You can lightly steam them, or you roast them at a high temperature. What I like to do is cut up a bunch of veggies, put them on parchment paper on a cookie sheet, turn off the oven to 450, throw them in there for 10 minutes. They come out tasting delicious. You can sprinkle some herbs on them. I'm really into herbs and spices, more plants, you know, in your diet.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to eat meat at all, I have an appendix in the book on how you want to smother that stuff with spices that will protect you.
Wow, that's so... I'm so excited to get my book. I know we've got a special offer about that because I know that there are so many tools. And thank you for that. I know, you know, with our time being short, what are 3 steps that we can make today? You mentioned earlier about Juice Plus, and I always ask because these calls are sponsored by local Juice Plus representatives, you know, why do you take and recommend Juice Plus? I heard that one piece, which is it gives you that foundation of plant food in a concentrated form, but from a biochemistry, your background, I bet you don't easily endorse things. So why Juice Plus? And then I'd love to talk about these steps we can take.
Well, it's you know, the simple concept, again, it is that simple concept of adding over 25 fruits and veg to your diet. Between the orchard, garden, and vineyard blends, you're adding so many plants to your system. And I could talk for hours, you know, Catherine, about what benefits that would provide you, and we don't have the time for that. But what I really appreciate is that the company's done the research. So what you really want to know about a product like this, you know, intuitively, logically, scientifically, it makes all the sense in the world. But what about, my big question when I started to endorse this product, what I wanted to know is, did they do it right? You know, did they use the technology? Did they use the best means possible to give this, to make this a really high quality product? And now with, you know, 14 published research studies from over 25 universities around the world, that question has been laid to rest. This is the highest quality nutritional product, the most bang for your buck you can get, you know, most veggies you can get for your money, most berries, wild berries and organic and, you know, vine ripened. Some of the stuff is not traditionally what you'd call organic certified, but the end product, it has been tested for herbicides and pesticides and any toxin known to mankind for that matter. To me, it's actually cleaner than organic produce, and I go into this depth on my website. If anybody has questions about that, I have some, you know, answers there. So definitely Juice Plus. But when you were asking me three steps we can take today, easy steps to take Juice Plus, real easy, real affordable. Hydration, also really easy, really affordable. We want to drink, as I said, you know, for most adults, it looks like 3 liters of water, which is higher than, I believe in superhydration. I just believe, you know, so dilution is the solution to pollution.
I love that. Say it again.
Dilution is the solution to pollution. You know,
mm.
We need to dilute the toxins in our body. And the third step, which I love, as you talked about briefly, is the green drink. It's such a, you know, it may take you a little while to wrap your brain around it, but really it's basically a fruit smoothie with some dark leafy greens thrown in, you know, kale. You can throw in spinach for starters if you're really timid about it. Start with spinach, move to some of the kales don't have very strong taste at all, so it tastes mostly like a fruit smoothie. It might look a little green, you know, but or it might look brown if you put like blueberries in it or whatever. But it's basically your favorite blue. You know, I have a recipe that you've sent to people, but it's your favorite fruit smoothie with some kale in it. Now, there's a couple of other things to throw in it. One is flax seeds, because that is the best source of omega-3 fatty acids. Per weight, you know, half the weight of flax seeds is omega fats, and I don't like isolated fats. I don't like fat supplements. I used to recommend fat supplements until I learned that fat supplements, you know, are easily oxidized. I've always suspected that, and then I started to see research that that is the case, that, you know, those fish oils and flax oil and even olive oil, all these things that are touted as healthy oils, they're not so. Again, that whole concept of whole food plant-based, when you take the whole flax seeds or whole walnuts, you've got fibers in there, you've got antioxidants in there protecting that fat from oxidation and damage. And fats are very high energy molecules, so they're very easy to destroy. So we want to grind up our flax seeds fresh, and if you do it first dry in a Vitamix, if you have a Vitamix, that'll work, or if you have a coffee you know, grinder that's dedicated to your flax seeds. And if you can find milk thistle seeds also, that's great for your liver. If you can't find milk thistle seeds, you can buy milk thistle in you know, the health food store, and that's going to help regenerate your liver. So I like the flax seeds and the milk thistle to support the omega-3s and support that liver. The liver also regenerates quickly, and it filters your blood. So you really want to have a good working liver. I also have a liver flush that I mentioned in the book. But this will be a daily cleansing, you know, the hydration, the Juice Plus, and the green drink. They do the three things that I'm talking about. They give the body what it's looking for. They make waste removal more efficient. The fiber in the kale, the fresh fiber, the dehydrated fibers don't do as good a job as the fresh fiber from that kale, that's, you know, the stems of the kale. Keep that in your smoothie, grind it up. That's going to scrub your intestines clean and allow you to absorb more nutrition. Most people are ill because they're not even getting nutrition from the food they're eating, because their gut is so inflamed from all the processed foods and animal products that they're not even absorbing nutrition. So we want to scrub that gut clean. And then there's lots of minerals that are released when you grind up that kale, and phytonutrients that if you chewed it, you wouldn't be as efficient as the blender is going to do for you.
You know, I'll have to tell you, when I first saw the recipe, because it had kale as the first ingredient, right, and then some bananas and some fleshy fruit and then the things you were just talking about, I was like, okay, I don't think I can do it. But knowing I was going to do this interview, I'm really big on not endorsing anything that I haven't touched, experienced myself. And so I went out, bought everything that you were talking about, and began to do it. And the first time I was grinding it up, I was looking at it going, I don't know if I can drink this. I don't know if I can do it. I was amazed. I could not. It did taste like a fruit smoothie. It was as green. My husband looked at me and said, what are you drinking? And I'm telling you, I am addicted. I love my Juice Plus every single day. as you were talking about, it's that variety. It's got some kale in it. You know, it's not the whole thing like this because it couldn't fit into the pills at that point with that extra fiber pieces. It's got some. But to have this fresh every day like this, we have an organic market right around the corner from me, and so I went. And it, I have to tell you, not only did it taste just fine, I just don't look at it, right, if you have any issues, but it is something that I go, okay, I want it every day. It's like your body, your cells scream out. It's kind of like if you eat too much chocolate or coffee, your body screams out for it. I swear, it's like your brain thinks you should be smart enough and you're giving it the stuff, and you got these addictions with sugar and all those other terrible things that really drag us down in the long run. And this, that the body screaming out for the exact same thing. I found that to be true when I first started taking Juice Plus. My body started craving things I had never wanted before. I gagged over eating one pea at the dinner table, right? and so, you know, I was that kid that never ate fruits and vegetables. And then after taking it, my craving started to shift. It was a catalyst. And then this is like a super booster. Like you talked about hydrating versus super hydrating. This is giving that extra, I think, you know, high octane fuel because the calories are in there too, which they're not present in the capsules. So I just want to give a personal endorsement to just go out and try it and, you know, see what you have to do. And what I love about these three steps is you really made a key point. They're all easy and they're all affordable. They're all things that we are high value yet low cost for what you're getting. I mean, really doing this is something that will make a huge difference later, and we all know how much it costs to be sick, so why not redirect that to be well and then have all these additional benefits with anti-aging? So, Mitra, I am so honored that you are my friend, and so I don't say Dr. Ray, as I know that you have certainly earned that title, but I just appreciate so much your brilliance and your way of really making it tangible and understandable for all of us. It's what I love about you. And if any of you would like to get Mitra's book, and I highly recommend it, it is so motivating to see something so positive out there. There is a special coupon code. If you go to her website, fromheretolongevity.com, fromheretolongevity.com, and you can also, you know, if for some reason that's not working for you, you can also get in touch with the person that got you this call-in number, and they can direct you. But when you get there to go order the book, you can put on the coupon code Lee, L-E-E, which is my last name, Lee, and it, you will not only get $5 off the book up until February 28th of 09, but when you get your book, they specifically set this up for us, and Mitra, I want to thank you and your team for this. They're going to insert in the book a special downloadable link to a five-minute video that showing how to do a really special facial, and you're also going to get a link to a high-quality printable copy of Chapter 7, which is a summary of the important practices for beautiful skin, and will show you in you know, writing what to do about those facials that you're going to see a five-minute video on. So thank you for that special offer for our callers today. I really, again, appreciate your time. I know you have a radio interview coming up next, so I will let you go. But we appreciate you very much.
Thank you so much, Catherine. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Have a great one. Thanks, everyone.